Potlatch's Pedagogy, written by Sarah Florence Davidson and Robert Davidson, narrated by Sarah Florence Davidson and Gary Farmer. Dedication. For the elders who kept our ancestral knowledge alive through the dark times, and the children who will use this knowledge to bring light to the world. Forward. I write this foreword to Potlatch's Pedagogy, Learning Through Ceremony, on the unceded and shared lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Indigenous peoples. The authors, Sarah Florence Davidson and Robert Davidson of Haida ancestry, a daughter and father team, have created a compelling book of powerful memories, stories, teachings, and potential educational practices. As an Indigenous educator and scholar, I participated in Sarah's academic journey in the role of committee member for her doctoral thesis. She has also worked with me on other research and writing projects. A great passion that we both share relates to appreciating the power and beauty of traditional and life experience stories to educate the heart, mind, body, and spirit. I am also a great admirer of the way that her father, Robert, an internationally renowned artist, tells stories through his art. The authors invite us as readers to learn about Haida ways of knowing, to appreciate the struggles, to keep this knowledge alive in people's hearts and minds despite years of colonization that outlawed such knowledge, and to consider ethical and relevant ways to bring Indigenous knowledge and Indigenous pedagogies into educational and community sites. The Davidsons share 9 Haida Skata principles that form a foundation of learning and teaching, strong relationships, authentic experiences, curiosity, observation, contribution, recognizing and encouraging strengths, honoring the power of the mind, Indigenous history and stories, as well as spirituality and protocol. These principles emerged from stories remembered and told by Robert about ways that he learned from family and community members, from living Haida culture every day, and from gaining personal and collective insights about learning and teaching. The process of remembering and revitalizing Haida knowledge, values, and practices has been a difficult struggle. But finally, the time has come when Canadian society and those involved in education in particular are encouraged to learn about Indigenous peoples' history and how their Indigenous knowledge can be included in various levels of education. The 1996 Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples and the 2015 Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada recommended that all Canadians need to understand the impacts of colonial history, law, and policy that denied generations of Indigenous people core Indigenous practices such as the potlatch and other cultural ceremonies. The Davidson's book exceeds these recommendations. They tell stories of this sad part of colonial history, yet the resistance and resilience of Haida people to keep this knowledge going is a truly inspirational story. Other true Haida stories are shared about carving and raising a Haida pole in 1969 in the Haida community of Masset, the first in almost 100 years, reintroducing various feasts and potlatches and recreating carved masks, songs, and dances. These stories show that through commitment, careful individual and collective remembering, and working cooperatively, traditional Haida and Indigenous knowledge can be revitalized and can thrive. The Skata principles are presented twice in the book, first as a form of Indigenous knowledge that Robert received from his family, community, and his own learning. Second, Sarah presents the same principles as a form of pedagogy to show the threaded connection between the story's knowledge and the ways that educators can consider these concepts to inform and strengthen their teaching practice. In addition to the learning relationship between Sarah and Robert that shows the power of intergenerational teaching and learning as pedagogy, there are lessons about research ethics and methodology. Their robust learning and research relationship results in working respectfully, responsibly, and reverentially with Haida stories and knowledge, which exemplifies a sturdy ethical research process. The innovative presentation of personal life experience stories has lessons for graduate students and faculty related to documenting, making meaning, and sharing research understandings through these stories. However, this book has another very important implication. Often the loss or denial of Indigenous language, knowledge, values, and practices may seem too overwhelming to change. One may question how an individual can make a difference. The story of how Robert, as a young adult, made a commitment to bring back Haida forms of art
Sample complete. Ready to continue?